We ended up last week about the halacha that talks about tovas hana. That means that you lend someone money, and he says almanas, that he gives you, that you hire him. Reuven lends Shimon money, and Reuven is in the lawn mowing business. So he says, I'll lend you money, but only almanas that you hire me to mow your lawn from now on. So no one here is losing money, because what does Shimon care? He has to hire someone anyway. But it's a sugi of tovas hana. Maisa, you're benefiting him. You're choosing him. In other words, I have a bailus. I have a right to choose. Shimon has a right to choose whomever he wants. He's and Reuven is telling Shimon, I want that schus that you have to choose whoever you want. I want it. I want you to choose me. So in a way, it's could be tovas hana moment. The Gemara talks about if you have a kohen that lends money to Yisrael and he says, I'm not saying give me true. Tovas hana moment. So that goes into this Gemara. That you see from there is that even if you, if ribbis could be, even if it doesn't have monetary value, even if there's no monetary value, it's just a tovas hana, that could also be ribbis. Now, the Mishnah talks about hamal v'schaveroi. If you lend someone money, l'yodah b'chatzeir chinam, you can't let him live squat. Yeah, you can't let him live in your house for free. Also, you can't give him a cheaper rate. You can't give him a lower rental. So Tosis asks the obvious kasha on this Gemara. Now, there's a whole bunch of, if you went through the Gemara, it's not clear what we're talking about. The maskana of the Gemara, and that's how we paskin, that it's usur, even if it has no value. Meaning it has no value to the renter, it has no value to the tenant, or to the landlord. The landlord would never, and that was an example we said last week. Some gvir in New York has an apartment in Collins, doesn't rent it out, but he comes one day a year, he wants to have that apartment. And he lends money to, someone lends him money, and he says, by the way, I'm going down for the weekend, and I'm not going to rent that apartment either. I'm just going to find someone else to lend me. Can I borrow your apartment? No, you're not allowed to. The only reason he's giving it to you is because of the halva, it would be awesome. So, frek tais akasha. Let's learn the taisis. Frek taisis, kahai lishna kama, that pilu ilveyu, even if you didn't make a tanai. The Gemara says, is it only also if you said a tanai? I'm only lending you almanas that you give me this thing. That maybe you can hear a little bit better. But what about if you didn't say almanas? Zokta is we paskin. I feel if you just feel veyu, even if you just happen to have lent him the money, it will be awesome. Okay? Kidmuchach rava mine besamach. Vahashta kasha. That's why I underlined. Tais asks the kasha. Vahashta kasha. I think it's over here. Hashta kasha. The adam shemal ve lechaveroi v'chi also lasis lo shum toiva sheba oilam. You never can let him do anything. Loi mi bayit dvarim she'en regilus lahashel chinam. Ki goin bayis oisus v'kayoitza behen. Something that you don't usually lend for sure. The also lahashel amal ve'afilu hu oyavoi kolkach. Even if you like him. The belav hachi hayam hashel I would do it anyway. El afilu dvarim she'rogil lahashel chinam la'acherim. Even something that normally you would give. She'en regilus litos charmehem. Yeah, also. Do me the chotzit lekam la'agra. So a guy lends you money, then he comes the next day, can I borrow chveis, you can't let him do it. So it's very shver, what's going on? So Tosfos says two tirutzim. V'yesh lema d'dafka mila d'farhesya v'av shatuva osa hacha. Only something which is farhesya, like a house. So it's very clear. Everyone's going to find out, like our case last week, that you lent this guy money and that staying in your house for free. That's an issue. No one knows about that. Even the blav hachinami have a mashal. Since you would have taka done it anyway, it's not awesome. Okay, but take a nami the nakav masis and chatzeirai v'lenakat v'liyoskers kelev. It says chatzeir. Uses that example b'dafka because that's merely the parhesia. That's number one. V'oid yeshlam another text dafka lador shaloi midas chaveirai aser b'chol inyan. Maybe it's not because of chatzeirai versus something else. But the point is that the malva went ahead and did it without asking. Who are you to do it without asking? Obviously, you feel that you have a certain sekumtir. You have a right to get it.
That's the indication that
would only be halveyu, not
halveyu. Well, I read. Why is halveyu aser? Turns out halveyu is also because of this. Oh. I feel bechad to the lakam la'agav v'gavad la'avid la'mega. Okay. The kivan shaloi b'shus oisen nired al hamal v'soymech shebishvilo yizbu abayim. That he's assuming that he's relying on the loan. That's why the guy's going to let me do it. So he's showing that he's taking advantage of the loan. Okay. So how do we paskin of these two truths and what? Right. Yeah, because he's asking, he's saying it's a law, it's a halva. Maybe if I ask your permission, you decide to do it. You would have done it anyway. You don't see anything about the halva. It's not related to the halva. We're talking about something you would do anyway. That's Tais Kasha. What about something you would do anyway? No, he would lend it to me anyway, but I wouldn't take it from him anyway.
What if you would take it from him anyway?
Okay, something that the derech is. Oh, so they talk about, let's say you lent money to someone, and then you're learning and you see a safer there. Are you allowed to use it? Like Rishus, is that this din? No, because before the halva, you also did it. That's nothing to do with the halva. That's clear that that's the derech is to use sfarim without Rishus. But something the taka of the derech is not to do it without Rishus. Right? That taka is more of an issue. Okay, so which of these two tirutzim of Tosfos do we paskin like? Okay, so if you look in Simen Kuf Samech, Sif Yud, Sif Zayin, in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Samech Sif Zayin. So which Tosfos do, which tirutzim we paskin like? We have a long time for the. We have plenty of time for the shiur.
I had a feeling it's going to be the next 45 minutes. We'll be here before 11.
What?
Before 11.
But at 10 o'clock, just because.
What?
10:30
probably. Okay. He's in Safra. He's in Safra. They have chakras at 8 o'clock and then at breakfast afterwards. And my son, they're not letting him out of there so fast. Especially not to come to us. Oh, yeah? Oh, okay. Okay. Sorry. Hamalve lizoher. The malve has to be careful. Melehonois mehaloive. Shaloi midaitoi. Kolzman shemaoisav biyadoi. Okay, so which teretz of Tosfos is that? Let's read it again. Sorech hamalve lizoher. The malve has to be careful. Melehonois. To take benefit mehaloive from the loive. Bedavar shehu haya oisaloi. Afim loihilveik. Even if something that the Malva would have given him anyway, it's on page 7.
Right.
So which teretz of Tosfos is that?
It's on the Malva.
What?
It's on the Malva.
No, it's a second teretz. It's a second teretz. Because it says that the Malva has to be careful that he doesn't take advantage of the loiva. Without he doesn't say anything about Francis. So right now, if you look at the Vilna Goyen.
The next one makes it more obvious.
Look. Okay, well, don't look at the Goyen yet, actually. Kodmash Afilu. Afilu B'davashai Oitzel Afim Loyal. Even if you would have done it anyway, but it's usher to take advantage of the life. That's the second teretz. That's the second teretz of Tosfos, right? Clear. Now, as long as as long as it's something you would have done anyway. Now comes however, another condition. It can't be a public open thing. So which teretz does it go like? Both teretzim. Look at the Vilna Gaon, Oysiv Gimel. This is the beer our girls Mahalik. He always tells you where in the Rishonim and in the Gemara comes from. So Zok the Vilna Gaon, Oysiv Gimel. Tosfos Sham. And that's not our own base. Diver Maskel Avol, which is that Tosfos. We go like lechumra of both tirutzim. Okay, so that means anything which is farhesia is no good, and anything, what? And you can't do it shloimi daitu. That is the mahalach, the pesach of the Vilna Gaon, that we go like both tirutzim lechumra. Okay, so that would come out that anything farhesia you can't do. Now, are there any exceptions to this halacha? Meaning to say, that means anything for us you cannot do. What happens if Lamaisa, this guy was every year the guy came to Florida in the winter. In our previous example, every year the guy came to Florida in the winter, and every year you let him stay in your place, and now all of a sudden you lent the money. You can't. It's for Hesia. And it says, even though you would have done it anyway, it's still awesome.
You have a track record.
That's the answer. He's got a really...
He's saying, this is better than I would have done it anyway.
You have a track record.
He's got a grandfather clause. He's been doing it for years.
Is it for Hesia work the other way in this
instance? No, what?
Anybody know?
Everyone knows that I did it without Alva. Okay. So now, so let's see about that. That's in Simon Kuf Samach Vav. Okay, let's go turn a few more pages. It's probably stapled in the corners. You can't tell what page it is. But Simon Kuf Samach Vav. Yes. Okay. Simon Kuf Samach Vav is like this. Hamalve eschaveroi. Lo yase melacha ve'avdoi afilu hubato. So that's the other case of the Gemara, that you cannot do melacha with his eved. It's farhesia. V'lo yada b'chatzera chinam. And do not live there. For free. And lo yiskar mimenu b'pachas, which is a big chiddush. Do not do it at a cheaper rate. Afilu b'chatzera de leikaima la'agra, even if there's no monetary value. V'gavar de lavid l'megar. So here's two chiddushim. Even though there's no monetary value, it's still usur to do it. Okay, so this is just a hemshach of that inyan, like we explained, based on the Isra Toiv HaSanah, even though you were very bothered with that. There's no monetary value. But it doesn't make a difference. It's still Toiv HaSanah, and therefore it's usur. Now, Bimdar Boik, what? What?
It's not monetary, but HaSanah,
right, it's HaSanah.
And this is even if he would do it anyway.
What?
It's the fahesh, it just looks bad. Everybody knows about it.
But it's zero money. If you're good friends, you could lend him your $3,000 gold plate, and it'd be no problem. But here, you can't lend him. You can't let him use your worthless piece of land. Worthless.
No, it's not worthless.
Not worthless. But
has some shavius to the malva.
There is.
The lawyer is definitely getting
him.
No, it's Tzedek Hanah.
In a case where there is a fisar, in that case, the Gemara calls that open and strong.
Okay.
It's
not monetary. Okay, so.
But it's probably. It's not a lack of money, it's not monetary.
I know, but there's Tevis Hanah involved. Because Lemaisa, you have the right to decide who you want to let live there.
Tevis Hanah by a client, he pays for referrals.
So I want to get a free apartment. You're right. But I don't necessarily let every Joe Schmo stay in the apartment. You try to get into the house. I'm saying they're not letting you stay there so fast. You know, it's not so posh. So before we continue about if it's Ribis Ktsutza or.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. Before we move on to the next thing, so I just want to read this shach, because the shach is very, very, very negaya. Took the shach like this. Let's learn through the shach. It's cut an out. Took the shach. Layasim alocha b'avda. Davka ani shnei dvar. Davka these two things. Shal farhesya also. Shein dvar. Oh. Davka ani shein dvar shal farhesya. Aval hashilo kelav behemta v'chiyai gavna. But to lend him something which is not farhesya. Mutter im haya mashilo b'lav hachi. If you would have done it anyway, it's mutter. Kivan she'oisa midas haloive, since he's doing it midas. So if you have both conditions, it's not for Hesia and it's midas, then it's okay. Kidaleel simin kuf samach siv zayin. V'chein kosva poiskin. The kuf of oid harosh. Okay, this is important rush over here. She'yesh mefarshim. Heicha di yadua she'koidim halva hayu oyavim zezeh. If everyone knows you guys are good friends before the halva, kol tach. So much. Shahayu mashilim chatzel azeh im hayu tzrichim. That lemaisa, not even a track record. This is less than a track record. This is that people know you would have, you never did it, but you would have done it if it was negeya. It just never was negeya. Okay, the guy never came to Florida before. But
it's the relationship, what? Not the maisa.
This is what the shach holds. But remember, we're going to see in a minute. We don't pass on the shach. But this is what the shach holds. Okay, in la'akravah ve'enay aser. Rak b'stam b'nei adam. The whole thing is only also by stam people. So this is what the Shach first wants to say, that as long as it's obvious that you would have done it otherwise, not necessarily you ever did it, but you would have done it anyway, so you lose the whole farhesia angle of it, because maybe people think you're doing it because of the relationship. But Zokta Marshal, Umidivri Marshal, Perka Goizel, Eitzim Simintes, but from the Marshal, Nira Deloy Shari Bechai Gavna. It's not mutter in such a case. Eladvarim Shein and Shofar Hesya, only again, you can't do it for Hesya in such a case. You're going Hashalas Behem of a Kalim, Ein Shom. So the Marshal is not going with the track record so far.
Still doesn't.
At least not that point. He's not going with the svar that if you're such good friends, you would have done it anyway. He's not going with that.
Why do you assume everybody knows about this law?
What?
That's what we're assuming here, obviously.
Yeah.
Nobody talks about this assumption, right. But there's an assumption that everybody knows.
I guess not everything is confidential. Because of Oid Marshal Shom, that's what we said last week. We spoke to that last week. Just because the Hanol is for Hesya doesn't mean the Havol is for Hesya. So, okay. Because of Oid Marshal, the Marshal says, furthermore, like this. Simen Yud Aleph. Mi shalava mechaveroi. You cannot publicly give him honor. You can't buy him an aliyah in Simchas Torah. Even though you know,
even if you're the gabbai, even if you're the regular gabbai, you are the gabbai.
What do you mean?
I'm saying, it's not like even if you're the gabbai. You're the guy in charge.
He's saying buying the.
I'm talking about buying it for him.
No, he's saying
buying. He's saying lechavde b'mitzvah. You saying you can't call the guy up?
Yeah, it sounds like.
No, it says,
look at the words.
What?
It's an oil.
And he says to buy the Galil, he doesn't say buy the Aliyah, it's also in
Benjamin.
I don't think that makes sense. If the guy's the Gabbai, that's his job, is to. But if he has a schus to it, then he has a schus to it. Meaning a gabbai is not calling anyone because of cover. A gabbai is going through the list and he's going through down across the list.
But then there's the stories spread down about all kinds of hokus name and whatever. Like, oh, you know, it could be.
See, by you, it's only a story. It's pretty good. But other people, it's much more than a story that you read in a book somewhere.
But certain people get more at least than others. That's a fact. And you know, certain people don't make it
on
the list.
Right. Okay, so I don't know about that. That's an interesting shot. Okay. Okay? Now, somehow he says here, so as of now, the Marshal is saying it's an osir, it's it. You can't be matter. Unless somehow everyone knows it's not machmas halva. So how does everyone know? How is everyone going to know that it's not machmas halva? So there's two ways to find out that it's not machmas halva. One is if the guy did it last year. If I remember when I was growing up, there was a guy, Pliny used to, Mr. X used to always buy every year machmas yoina for Mr. Y. Now it's every year. Now if there's halva, that doesn't change. That's, everyone knows it's not machmas halva because they did it till now. So that's one thing. So anything that was going on till now, so that's a much higher level of a track record. That means you actually did it before, not the fact that you like the guy. Yeah, you're mostly bedavar, that's mutter. Okay, so if you've done it before, it will be mutter. The other case is if it's mamish so obvious that they're family friends. So for example, they talk about a pidyon ben. Let's say the malva lent money, and the kohen is a malva, and now you have a firstborn, and you want to use this kohen for the pidyon ben. Might say all your brothers in the family, you know, use them. The past is not going to go too far, but
I have a friend that did too. I have a friend that did too.
What do you friend that did too? Oh, yeah, two wives. Right. So, no, so I'm saying he's married twice. Okay, fine. So I'm saying either you did it before, or let's say you're the rest of your family. Let's say you have a moil. Let's say the guy's a moil, and he lent you money. Right? Okay, but your other son, you used this guy already. So it's obvious that you're using him because he's your moil, not because he lent you money. So anything which is obvious, even though it's a davar shel fahesya, is going to be mutter. Okay, so this is the shach and the marshal that we go with. So lemaisa, anything which is fahesya, any milsa shafes is also. Now, the other case that is more common than this, okay, is what it says over here is lo yiskar mimenu bepachos, is giving him a good deal. So that taka is a shtickle more common.
That's money.
Because very often,
in a place like North Miami Beach, it's probably relatively common that you have guests stay at your house.
What?
Because having somebody's guests stay at your house because they don't know what you're talking about.
They're making a simple.
Yeah, because that's
family.
They're not just asking you. For example, let's say they're asking. They're asking five people on the block. So they're asking you with the neighbor, the haraya, because they're asking the other people, right? So anything like that, that wouldn't be nicker. That it's the law. Now, lemaisa. The what's more nagel alach lemaisa.
Actually, he's got to be careful not to ask him first. You gotta be careful, because you ask him first. Okay, you owe me.
I need a favor. So that would be an issue. So what's more negeya is this halacha that it says lo yiskar mimenu bepachos. Okay, lo yiskar mimenu bepachos. Don't do it for a cheaper amount. Now that comes very negeya because there's a lot of things that are loans that you may not even realize. So we're going to get into this in detail. But if you lend someone money, and then you say, you know what, they did you a favor because they lent you the money, and then you're going to go and give it to them at a cheaper rate. That's going to be awesome. For example, okay, like this is an example we spoke about last week a little bit. That I'll just say that again. I don't know if everyone was here last week, but this is a perfect example. The case was, it was a halva because someone had bought a house. Someone had bought a house on a short sale, and then they were going to flip the house. Before they flip the house, they have to wait 90 days. Okay? So what they were going to do is they basically wanted to flip it right away, but the contract would only, the title would only transfer after 90 days, but the funds, at least part of the funds, were going to transfer right away. So that money, which transferred right away, was a loan because it wasn't a sale. It was putting the money up in advance. So now, let's say the buyer lent money to the seller, essentially, because he gave him half the money for the purchase in advance. So the buyer lent money to the seller. The seller said, because you're paying me in advance, you can move in right away. You can move in now. It's your house. Between us, you bought it already. You gave me half the money, you can move in. But technically, Lemaisa, technically, it was still the seller's house, and the seller was letting the buyer live there for free because of the loan. So that was mamash this mission. Because he lent him, right? So you have to be careful. So then
you sure that carries a shame loan?
Yeah. Because it's prepayment.
It can't be like an escrow payment?
It's escrow, the guy can't use it. But here it wasn't an escrow. Okay, now you're gonna ask me, Stam, this guy doesn't sound like a very smart guy, because why is he giving a guy half the money? He doesn't have the title yet.
Right.
I asked him that question too. But that's not the point. The point is that you have to be careful that the free rent, and also you can't say, okay, you know what, I'll give you a dollar rent, so it's not free.
It's
not the ghost of a dollar here. Yeah, you can't do it for less. Okay? Now, let's say you could have the same thing in buying. Let's say the guy tells you, if you prepay, listen, we're going to go through, we have a great realtor over here, he's working everything out, but it's going to be, until we do the close, it's going to be a while. If you can give me half the money up front, okay, until we finish all the paperwork, I'll cut off part of the price. Okay? So, because you're lending the money and you're doing it up front, so Mimela, he's cutting off half the price, or a part of the price. That's also awesome. There the ribbis is not the extra, the rent. The ribbis is the price. It's the price.
It's the savings.
No, but you're lending and you're getting on all back from the. That's every time it's like that. But the point is that you're getting now. Rabbi Kiveger says a very important yisoy. Okay, Rabbi Kiveger over here says like this. If you can find the Rabbi Kiveger, he says a very interesting thing. What? No, it's on the next page. Okay, Rabbi Kiveger is over here. Ikark ikaimu la'agra. Okay, so Rabbi Kiveger says like this. Im amar halveini v'dor b'chatzeri b'dinar. I'll lend you money and you could, no, I'm not charging you, I'm not going to give it to you for free, just pay me a dollar. Zok der. After Shabbat Yosem, we come back and we have a ribbis ktsutza. The ain't I know the karkois. Okay, this is last week's parasha. There's a sugya of I know. You're not allowed to overcharge. But by karka, the Chazal say there's no I know the karkois. Why? Because karka is something that someone pays money for. There's different pshatim, but he's learning the pshat is because there's no set value. Because real estate really depends on your need. Okay, there's really nothing different between this house, like someone was telling me, you know, North Miami Beach is great because it's the same house that you get in North Miami Beach, you get in Miami Beach for three times the price. Right? There's no difference. What's the VAR of real estate? It just depends on what you want. So if that is, I want this. What? Okay. So if I want this, that's the value. So Mamela ain't in all the kakois. So Zoktim Kiveger. Yeah, so Zoktim Kiveger Mari de Kachidish. So if I lend you the money, let's say I tell you, if you prepay, you give half the money, and then this will be the price. So maybe that's the price. Ain't on all the kakois. Who says I'm giving it to you cheaper?
Right.
So where is it? No geya lo yiskam imenu bepachos. Doctor Bikiveger, Ella imkain amar chatzayishin iskeres bedalid todor bedinar. I said normally for anyone else it would be four. For you it's one. So then you spoke out that that's not the price. That's ksutza now. What? Yes, Zoktim Kiveger, that ain't a nola kakois, can bear the price.
The short sales will be fine for $10 a month.
What?
Short sale situation should be fine for it. So I'm going you're going to rent it out to somebody else? No. The fact is that you only have it available for 3 months, so it's actually worth about $50 to you. Whatever.
So we were dining with that. If you could use Rebbe Kiveger, the only thing is, it could be. You look at his case. His case was dollar to one. 25%. If you give it for a dollar and the price is $2,000 a month, it could be that. Okay, so I'm saying you have to know. In and out of karkois means literally that no matter what you did, no matter when you did it, you have to. You know, you can't stretch it either.
Let me ask you a question. What about compromise? So there's no way to escape with karka.
Yeah.
The reality is that the house next door rents for $2,000.
Okay, you're right, but I'm desperate. What do you want from me? I need the money now. I can't deal with the house anymore. Take it. You never know. Karka is such a flexible thing that you never know. Ain't no knowledge karka.
Why is it different than other things?
Because other things is a set market value. Why would you buy this fridge? Go get from someone else a different one. Ain't no knowledge karka. You need this karka. There's nothing else that's comparable to it. So since you need this one, then there's nothing. Okay, that's the beggar. That's the halacha over here. So lemaisa halacha lemaisa, any milsa de farhesia. If you're good friends with the guy, but you never did it before, okay, and there's no raya that you're not doing it because of the halva. Like let's say you didn't have his brother, or you didn't do it last year, or whatever. It's also to do it to your guy that lent you money. And what we're saying is you have to remember the lending money is not just I need $100, can I borrow $100? You know, prepay. There's a lot of cases that you may not even realize that you're a malvin. That you know, I let this guy, you know, pay early. I let him hold on to my thing without paying. You know, let's say
that case of the prepayment. I'm giving you half now, transfer title in 3 months, blah blah blah. Why is that considered a loan rather than a deposit?
Because in order for it not to be considered a loan, there has to be something that you got in place of it right away. There has to be something that you put down money and got something in play. That's a sale. A sale means I put down something with the shus right away. I gave you something and I got back something. But here it is. I gave you for free. You're holding it.
No, but he got back.
I got locked in.
I'll bring you a raya that it's a loan. Because if it wasn't a loan, why didn't the guy just tell him to put it in escrow? Why didn't he tell him to just put it in escrow? The haraya, it's a loan because he wanted the money, right?
The proof that it's a loan is because he has the right to give access to the money.
No, that's it. The money.
You cannot have a deposit? Why can't you have access to the deposit?
What?
He got something that you came back out of the deal.
Mishapara, okay.
Money.
I know Mishapara does that. Poiskim is also Mishapara. Poiskim ala Paris. It's also Mishapara. Well, nice that it's also. Right. Oh, fine. So now. And the Chachamim, there's a big shadow of place come over there. It could be because it's Yasa Shahar, it's Yeshloi. Because he has the karka. He has the karka. You're buying the karka. What? It's karka, there's no karka. Okay, we're going to get to that. We're definitely going to get to another point. We're not getting, we didn't do it yet. Okay, let me just continue one thing, okay? Poskim will have to see what it is, okay? Now, let's continue. One thing we want to get clear now is this whole ribbis over here. This whole ribbis, is this ribbis deraisa or is this ribbis derabana? Okay. Now let's see. So let's go to Sif Beis. Now the nafkamina, whether it's ribbis deraisa or ribbis derabanan, if the guy lived there already, it's done. So what do I care? I mean, not what do I care? But is it ribbis deraisa or ribbis derabanan? So the shaila is that ribbis deraisa, you're mechuyev to pay. We'll see all these. Ribbis. Now that could be ribbis, not derabanan, deraisa, because the loan is not all deraisa loan, like you're saying. It's derech mekach memfer. Could be. I'm talking about a real loan now. In what case? In Farhesia. In a case where you know you're not doing it because of the loan. This case, he was doing it because of the loan. What's his case? He's only doing it because of the loan. In the case of the prepayment for the house, he only did it because of the loan. Why else is he letting him stay there? It's his house. The seller still owns the house. Why am I letting you live there for him? And if you wouldn't prepay, I wouldn't let you live there. It's only because that was the whole deal. Since you're prepaying, I'm letting you live there. By the way, this was a very complicated iska. We had to make an iska out of it. And it was very complicated because... because whatever. In the end, that's what I said. In the end, what we did was we put the $6,000 of the rent, the 3 months, of $2,000 a month, into the price. So he didn't give him free rent. He paid $6,000. He just took $6,000 off. Oh, yeah, but that's not so partial either, because then he's selling the house for cheaper. Right. Okay, but in an alakakois on that. $6,000, who knows if the price of the house is $270, $275, that's already, there's no real hook. Unless he already spoke out, this is the price. But.
Can you transfer? Even if spoken out price, could go up and down.
Okay.
$6,000, even if spoken out price, could theoretically go up and down.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, $6,000 and a price of $270,000, that's not knicker at all. Free rent is knicker. Okay, right, to Sif Beis. Amar le halveni v'dar b'chatzeri. Okay, so till now we were talking about that the malva never spoke it out with the loive. The malva didn't say, "Listen, I'm lending you money. By the way, I'm going on vacation, and I know I'm looking at. I heard about your nice apartment in Florida. You didn't say anything at the time of the loan. That's what we were talking about till now. So if you never said anything at the time of the loan, it's poshut that it's not ribbis deraisa. Ribbis deraisa has to be spoken out at the time of the loan. What about if you did speak it out at the time of the loan? So that's Sif Beis. Amar le halveni v'dar b'chatzeri. You spoke it out. You said, halveni, lend me money and I'll let you live in my house. Ikaima la'agra habiribis k'tutza. So this is pashut. If the house has value, because if you wouldn't be renting it to him, you'd rent it to someone else. If you wouldn't rent it to him, you would be renting it to someone else. Then it's ribbis k'tutza. That's pashut, it's ribbis deraisa. Okay, but here comes the chiddush. The chiddush is like this. Okay, here's the chiddush, yeah? You hear? Even if it's not valuable, that means that there's no value to the house. If I didn't rent it to you, I wouldn't rent it to anybody. There's no shavius to the house. Still, I don't know about that. He's not talking about that. Still, it's ribbis deraisa. How can it be ribbis deraisa? I didn't give you money. No. I'm sorry. I meant the shah. So it's only ribbis derabana. Why? That's pashut. It's ribbis derabana because it's not valuable. Okay, but zok the shah involved v'idas harambam v'boimer halveni apil b'loy kaim la'agra v'ribbis k'tutza. So the Rambam holds that no matter what, if you made a conditional on the loan, it's ribbis k'tutza. So how could that be? We hold teva sana ain't a moment. So how could it be? So look at the shah, very interesting lomnis. Menashe, this was what was bothering you. That if you made a conditional, but it's not valuable, how could it be ribbis k'tutza still, right?
So zok the shach, the cause of Beis Yosef, the taimoi, the kivon, the hisna imoi, have a ki'ilu soichroi me achshav. Because I'm charging for it. I just made it a valuable item. I told you, lend me the money and I'll give you free rent. So I just put it on the market. As I gave you the halva, I put it on the market. I said, I have an item. I wasn't selling it. It's in the back room. You know, like when you go to the Esther guy. And he Rabbi Shapiro told me this story. Rabbi Shapiro told me this night that there's this his father-in-law. His name is Gross. So his brother-in-law, his bacher, Gross, was going to buy an Esther. Now there's a big gevir from Toronto. His name is Gross, a big gevir. So this guy, this bacher, was going into in Yerushalayim, went to an Esther person, and he said, you know, I want Esther. So the guy said, oh, what's your name? He said, Gross from Canada. He said, oh, Gross from Canada. So he flew him all the way to the back, like behind like six closed doors, and he took him out like this beautiful Esther, you know, and he says, you're from Toronto, right? No, Montreal. So, oh, in that case.
Back to the front.
Back to the front. You know, you can't afford this asterisk. But you know, Lamaisa, there's not everything is always on sale. So right now, I put it on the market just for you, and maybe I gave it a Shabbos, and I'm giving it you that Shabbos because of the loan. Okay? So it's like this. Okay? Vidafka. Okay, so this is the machlokes between the Rambam and Lemaisa. The Beis Yosef explains the Rambam, but the Mechaber Paskin's not like this Rambam. So Lemaisa is only going to be avak ribis in a case where it's like Kaimelag. So what's an afkamina? We'll just finish with that. What's an afkamina? What?
For us, yeah, to do with this. In other words, this.
Well, this is not for Hesed because here you made the loan conditional.
Kaimelag is for us.
Yeah, but you made it conditional. When you make it conditional, this whole thing doesn't apply. That's a good point. David is making this whole. Sugya, by the way, I don't want to get confusion. This whole thing that's only usher, it's farhesia, well, let's say I would do it anyway, it's mutter, that's only if you didn't speak it out. If you speak it out and you say, I'm only lending you money, Abanasi, you let me borrow your pen. It's also a problem. That you spoke out. The whole thing that we're discussing, that you can lend me a pen, because not farhesia, is only because you didn't tell us anything about it but time of the loan. I lent you money and then you said it. Yeah, but here you spoke it out. So this is not new farhesia. Just the shaylis is the avakrimis is the ribis ksutza, okay? Now, one other thing to keep in mind is that this whole sugya only applies. The other thing to keep in mind is that the whole sugya only applies while the loan is outstanding. After you pay back the loan, then this whole thing doesn't apply. I mean, not the Halveini case, not the case when you made it conditional, but the
doing things
for each other is only by vice of the other. No, I said not Halveini. Halveini not. Yeah. Oh, if you speak it out that you're doing it because of the loan. The whole thing, the whole sugya is that you're not really doing it because of the loan. That's the point. What? Yeah. But if you didn't speak it out, then it'll be mutter. Okay. Fine. We'll talk about that a little bit more next week, and then we'll get into some of the Ribbis Derech Mekach Memkar. Okay. Shkoyach.